Good morning, brothers, sisters, and friends.
弟兄姐妹们，朋友们，早上好。
Blessed is the person who delights is in the law of the Lord, and who on His law he meditates day and night.
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
I pray that our soul will be refreshed as we meditate upon God's word this morning.
我祈求今早当我们在默想神的话语时，心灵能被更新。
I pray that each and every one of us can be willing recipients of this gladness that God wants to give to us. Let us go to our Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, may we be in awe of the grace we have been shown in Jesus Christ. That by the cross,He has once and for all shattered the separation between you and us. And bind us together in an unbreakable union. In place of lifeless isolation in sin, there is now the life-full fellowship in Jesus Christ. For the grace of your presence in our lives, we thank you. And may you by your truth as taught to us by your Spirit, help us into an ever-deepening fellowship with you and with our brothers and sisters in Christ.
帮助我们进入与你以及与我们主内的兄弟姐妹进入更深入的交通的团契。
In the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray and believe.
我们奉我主耶稣基督我们救主的名，我们祷告并相信。
Amen.
Amen.
We will read from two passages this morning.
我们今天早上将读两处的经文。
The first is from 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4.
第一段是约翰一书一章的一到四节。
And the second is from Acts chapter 2 verses 42 to 47.
第二处是使徒行传第二章的42到47节。
And together the message that we can glean from these two passages is this.
我们从这两处经文所能得到的信息是以下如此。
We fellowship for the glory of God.
我们是为着上帝的荣耀而团契。
We fellowship for the glory of God.
我们因着上帝的荣耀而团契。
So if we could all read this statement together first in English and then in Chinese.
我们来一起读这句话。我们先用英文读，再用中文读。
We fellowship for the glory of God.
我们为着上帝的荣耀而团契。
As the living word of the living God is proclaimed.
就如我们活着的神活着的话语如此宣告
May we who have ears we listen with keenness
愿我们所有有耳的都当仔细听
This is 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4
这是约翰一书一章一到四节
That which was from the beginning which we have heard which we have seen with our eyes which we have looked at and our hands have touched This we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
论到起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
The second passage from Acts chapter 2.
第二处从使徒行传的第二章。
And for this, as a congregation, we'll first read together in English and then in Chinese.
我们会众一起先用英文读，再用中文读。
They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who are being saved.
都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接、掰饼、祈祷，众人都惧怕。使徒又行了许多奇事神迹，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产、家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。他们天天同心合意，恒切地在殿里，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜、诚实的心。用饭赞美神，得众民的喜爱，主将得救的人天天加给他们。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
And may all who hear and do in accordance be blessed.
愿一切听了并且去行的都蒙祝福。
The word fellowship is common between the two passages we have just read.
在我们刚刚读到的这两处经文里面，团契或者说交通这个词是共有的一个词。
In 1 John chapter 1 verses 1 to 4,
在约翰一书一章一章一到四节中，
we see that Apostle John wrote out the foundation as well as the purpose of a Christian fellowship.
我们看到使徒约翰写出了团契的基础以及团契的目的。
And then in what we've read in Acts chapter 2,
当我们又到读到使徒行传第二章的时候，
Luke recorded the manifestation or the expression of what a Christian fellowship is like.
路加在这里记录了一个基督徒的团契应该有的一些表现。
So all in all, we see that we fellowship for the glory of God.
所以归总的我们看到我们团契是因为荣耀神。
Just by a gentle raise of your hand. Just by a raise of your hand. A show of hand.
请你举起你的手。
Who has heard of the word fellowship until before I said it just now?
在我今天说团契这个词之前，谁听说过团契这个词？
If you have heard it, please. All right, it's a good majority.
大部分人都听过。
For anyone who had been in a church for a considerable amount of time,
如果一个人在教会里边你待了一段时间了，
it is likely that the person would have heard the word fellowship.
很有可能你已经听过团契这个词。
Do you want to come to our fellowship? It's a frequently given invitation.
你想来我们团契吗？这个是一个经常听到的邀请。
Or we would say, thank you God for the fellowship we have enjoyed. This is a frequently offered thanksgiving.
或者说，主啊，真的谢谢你给我们今天如此美好的团契，是一个经常用的祝谢。
And the mention of the word fellowship often brings to mind these various images.
而提到团契这个词，我们可能会想到不同的场景。
For example, serious activities such as Bible study.
比如很严肃的活动，就像查经。
Maybe casual activities such as bowling.
比如很休闲的活动，比如说打保龄球。
Maybe delicious activities like potluck.
比如说很好吃的活动，比如说聚餐。
We also think about fellowship as a set meeting time.
我们也同样认为团契是一个定时定点的聚集。
So once a week from this time to this time.
每周的从这个点到那个点。
We also think of it as a particular prescribed character.
而且我们会觉得团契是有一种既定的特点。
Maybe it's by age, by gender, marital status, professional status.
可能是某种年龄段、某种性别、某种婚姻状况或者某种专业领域。
In our present day context,
在我们当今的这个大前提下，
We say fellowship.
我们说团契。
And we probably think in terms of events, location, and attendance.
我们可能首先想到的是有什么活动，在什么地点，是谁参与。
So this particular fellowship is this particular event at a particular location with a particular group of attendees.
而这个特定的团契，那么就是特定的一群人在特定的一个时间来干特定的一些事情。
Fellowship in the original Greek understanding.
团契这个词在希腊的原文中。
It means simply to have something in common.
它只是简简单单的意味着 共同拥有某一项东西或者拥有共同点。
It is used both as a verb as well as a noun.
同时作为名词和动词使用。
And it carries numerous meanings.
它有许多许多意义。
So in the Bible, it's been translated into, for example, to share.
在圣经里面，它可能会被翻译成分享。
To partner.
有伙伴的关系。
To participate.
参与的关系。
To link together.
连接在一起的关系。
So it's not an exclusively Christian term.
它不是一个只局限于基督教的一个专业术语。
For example, Lord of the Ring.
就比如说指环王
So we know there's this Fellowship of the Ring
我们知道指环王第一部叫护戒使者如果按字面翻译的话就是戒指的团契
And it says of these group, this particular group of diverse personnel bound to the common goal of destroying the ring of evil
它描述的是一群不同背景的人因为要毁灭这一个邪恶的戒指而联系在一起的一种关系
We might also know of Academic Fellowship
我们还知道学术研究会英文也叫团契也用团契这个词
And so Wikipedia says this
维基百科是这么说的
It's a group of learned people who work together as peers in the pursuit of mutual knowledge or practice
是一群有学问的人作为同行一起致力于相同领域的知识或技能的研究
In fact, so far we've heard of the word fellowship being used in a very positive sense.
我们迄今为止听到的团契这个词都用于非常正面的描述。
But fellowship can also be for evil.
但是不一定的，团契这个词可以用于邪恶的描述的。
In fact, you could have a fellowship within a band of thieves.
就比如说一群盗贼也可以说他们有团契。
Because it is coming together for a common goal of doing bad.
因为就是一群人来到一起做坏事也是团契
So today we can look at ISIS as a fellowship
我们现在看 ISIS 就是伊斯兰圣战组织也算是一种团契
That gives us a scary pause
这样子的话好像我们就有一个很可怕的停顿
And we have to think Wow, fellowship is something more than just events, locations, andparticipants.
我们就需要想想团契不只是时间地点人物而已
It starts to bring us into awareness that fellowship is much more than these.
我们会想到团契远远不只是这些
The New Testament writers adopted the common day word back then, fellowship.
新约的作者将这一个昔日常用的一个词
And they infused it with spiritual significance.
把它注入了属灵的特殊意义
It tells us that it is not because Christians have something in common that we have fellowship.
这告诉我们基督徒并不是因为我们拥有共同点所以我们才团契的
But John here tells us that it's because we have someone in common that we have fellowship.
而约翰在这里告诉我们我们是因为我们有共同的某个人我们才在这里团契的
John says, and our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ.
约翰说，我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交的。
So we are challenged to have to think of fellowship in its essence as first and foremost a relational term.
所以我们要想到团契这个词作为它首先的也且是最重要的意义是一种代表关系的词。
We have fellowship with Father and Son.
我们与父与子都有团契
This is the connection to persons
这个是人与人的个人联系
It tells us that in the fellowship there is both the vertical dimension and the horizontal dimension
这告诉我们在团契中有纵向以及横向的关系
Vertically, we're connected to God
纵向的我们是和神有连接
And by that connection, we are then horizontally connected to one another, brothers and sisters in Christ
因为我们有这样纵向的连接所以我们才可以横向的与主内弟兄姐妹有连接
Because Apostle John, he says, we proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us.
因为使徒约翰如此说，我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。
So within the church, it is only when there is both the vertical and horizontal dimensions in place that we will have proper true Christian fellowship.
所以就在一个教会中只有当我们的纵向和横向都有连接的时候我们才可以得到一个真实的一个有效的团契
A biblical scholar reminds us of this.
一个圣经学者这样子提醒我们
Fellowship is not just a coincidence of a shared experience of God.
团契不仅仅是一个碰巧的我们共同经历着神。
It is in fact us together living and experiencing the Father and the Son together as believers.
而是我们作为信徒共同的经历着父与子在我们的生命中的形式。
So he gives us a word picture of a triangle.
所以他给了我们一个三角形的图画。
There is my life with God.
是我的生命与主的生命的连接。
There is a fellow brother and sister's life with God.
一个主内弟兄姐妹的生命与主的连接。
And there is our life with other fellow brothers and sisters.
以及我们与主内兄弟姐妹生命的连接。
And within this triangle diagram or relationship,
在这个三角形的关系当中，
there is going to be strength.
才会有足够的力量连接在一起。
There's going to be fullness of life.
会有生命的丰富。
Because Apostle John tells us in verse 4, in 1 John chapter 1,
因为使徒约翰在约翰一书一章四节说，
He says, we write this to make our joy complete or make your joy complete.
他说我们将这话写给你们，使你们我们的喜乐得以满足。
He tells us that Christian fellowship is the means by which God gives the joy of life.
他告诉我们，基督徒的团契就是神给我们这样喜乐的一个途径。
And there is joy because there is this affirmed presence of God and His work among His people.
我们之所以会这样子喜乐，是因为神的同在是如此的确定，以及他的工作行在他的子民当中。
When God's people come together and are in fellowship,
当神的子民来到团契中相交的时候
，the hope is real.
这个盼望是如此的真实。
The love is real.
这个爱是如此的真实。
It's very tangible.
是非常的确实可信的。
There is this remembrance of what God has done so wonderfully in our lives.
我们可以纪念神在我们的生命中做着何等奇妙的工作。
And if we think about Oprah Winfrey,
如果我们想到这个 Oprah Winfrey, 就是那个主持人，一个美国的主持人。
One of her famed lines is, you, 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 you.When she's giving out the gifts,
她一个非常典型的一个怎么说口头禅就是你你你你你你你。
When she's giving out the amazing gifts to the audience,
当她给观众送礼物的时候。
And we think about that when we come together as fellowship and we share.
当我们来到团契里面交通分享的时候。
We realize that God is working in you, 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 you.
我们会意识到神在我们每个人你身上做着不同的工作。
We see that God truly is so personal to each and every one of us as well as together.
我们看到神与我们每一个个人都是那样的相连，以及他与我们整体是如此的相连。
When we come together, we remember that Christian fellowship was ushered in by Jesus Christ.
我们来到一起，我们意识到我们这样子基督徒的团契是因着主耶稣而开启的。
It is He who has removed all the relational barriers and divisions.
是他移除了我们所有的隔阂与神的与人的。
In Ephesians chapter 2,
在以弗所书第二章
verse 14,
十四节
it tells us,
告诉我们
For He Himself is our peace, who has made the two groups one and has destroyed the barrier, the dividing wall of hostility.
因他使我们和睦，原文作因他是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
And Paul would also remind the Corinthians,
保罗同样这样子的这个告诉哥林多人
It is God through Christ who reconciled, well, God reconciles us, through Christ to Him.
神借着耶稣基督使我们与他和好。
So we see that it doesn't matter anymore if you're a Jew or you're a pagan or Gentile, sorry.
所以已经无所谓你是犹太人还是外邦人。
We, because of Jesus Christ, are now brought into one singular entity.
我们因着耶稣基督成为了一体。
When we come together for Christian fellowship,
当我们来到一起进行基督徒的团契时，
we also call into remembrance of how this unity is granted by the Spirit.
我们也同样的纪念着这样子的一个团体是如此被圣灵的合一的。
Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书第四章
verse 3,
第三节
make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
It speaks of how every follower of Christ has the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
这告诉我们每一个耶稣基督的跟随者是如此有圣灵来内住在我们心里的。
And that our understanding, our togetherness is held together by the Lord's Spirit.
而我们的相聚，我们的聚集在一起，是因着耶稣基督的圣灵帮助我们。
So true Christian fellowship is fully God-centered.
所以真正的基督团契是完全的以神为中心。
Because He is the someone that we have in common.
他就是我们共同拥有的那一个人。
And because it is so God-centered,
因为它是如此的以神为中心，
then Christian fellowship ultimately aims to bring glory to God.
所以基督徒团契的终极目的是为了荣耀神。
Specifically, our testifiable, tangible unity as we learn to love one another.
具体来说，是通过我们在彼此相爱中可见证的确实的合一来荣耀神。
So when we come together for fellowship,
所以当我们来一起团契的时候，
To actualize the fellowship we have with God and with one another.
是把与神的相交和与人的相交来行出来。
We can say, praise the Lord, or we thank you, Lord, without any shame.
我们可以说赞美主，感谢主，然后一点都不脸红。
In fact, it should be common phrases heard within the time that we get together.
而且这些词应该是我们聚会中常常会说到的词才对。
There is such a very real delight in God Himself.
是我们在与神相交的过程中那种确实的喜悦。
There's never quite too much God talk.
其实说再多与神相关的话都不为过。
We don't quite say, okay, you know what, you have hit your quota of ten gods, and we need to move on to a different topic.
我们不会说，哦，你已经提了神十次了，我们可以不要再说这个话题了吗？
But it's more of, oh, tell me more of about God, about how God has worked in your life. What's your understanding of God?
而是应该说，哦，神到底在你生命中做了何等奇妙的事呢？多告诉我一些吧。
That is Christian fellowship.
这才是基督徒团契所应有的样子。
It starts to make us reflect upon how we come together to actualize our fellowship with God and with one another.
这让我们在一起真的是把与神相交、与人相交活出来。
In what ways are we very intentional to bring about the glory of God?
一方面我们会刻意的想去荣耀神。
How are we demonstrating that God is real?That we know Him more than just an intellectual acknowledgement.
我们来如何去更多的了解神，而它不只只是一个抽象的概念在我们的脑子里。
And as we ponder how we are to approach our fellowship with one another and with God,
而当我们来到团契中与神与人相交的时候，
we can take a look at Acts chapter 2.
我们可以看看《使徒行传》第二章。
In verses 42 to 47.Luke paints for us a vivid picture of what true Christian fellowship looks like.
从四十二节到四十七节，路加用一个非常形象化的一个描述来告诉我们基督徒团契应该是什么样子。
We see that for the early Christians.
我们看到初代的基督徒。
Because they truly know that God is the someone they have in common with one another.
因为他们真正的知道他们与其他的信徒共同拥有的是神这一位。
Because they are so very connected to.The love and grace that they saw when Jesus died on the cross.
因为他们在看见耶稣基督在十字架上受死的时候，所彰显的那种无比的慈爱与恩惠的时候，他们深深的与这个连接在了一起。
Because they are in such full awareness that we are undeserving yet honored recipients of God's grace and love.
他们知道我们虽是如此的不配，但我们正是神如此的恩典与慈爱的接受者。
Because of this connection.
因为这种联系
They are glad to connect with one another.
他们非常愿意 与各位相交
They learn to love as Jesus has loved them.
他们学习着如何爱就像耶稣怎么爱他们
Sacrificially
牺牲的爱
Faithfully
信实的爱
We see thatOnce we have God as someone in common,
我们看到当我们共同拥有的是神那一位的时候
we are free to sacrifice for one another. We are free to give to one another.
我们真的是自由的享受在给予中，在为对方牺牲中所带来的那种喜悦。
Here Luke points to the material giving.
这里路加点出的是那种物质上的给予。
Verses 44 to 45 tells us that all the believers were together and had everything in common. They sold property and possessions to give to anyone who had need.
44节到45节说，信的人都在一处，凡物公用，并且卖了田产家业，照个人所需用的分给个人。
Yesterday we had a remembrance of our dearly beloved brother Uncle Leo.
昨天我们给我们亲爱的陆先弟兄有一个追思礼拜。
And there was a common thread in all the good words spoken of him.
我们所听到的一切关于他的美好的评论。
Indeed, there was the word goofy.
确实那有一个傻傻的这么一个词存在。
俏皮。But there was this beautiful word called generosity.
但是又有一个如此美妙的词语，就是它是慷慨的。
We hear of a story of how this young man who had his pride and self-centeredness turned to become is such a generous person.
我们听到这样一个故事，一个如此自我中心、骄傲的年轻人，转变成了一个如此关爱别人、慷慨的人。
And his love is for all of God's creation.
他的爱是给神所有一切的受造之物的。
From sharing his resources generously,
把他一切的资源慷慨地分享给大家。
To helping a tortoise cross the road,
到帮助一个乌龟过马路。
Such is a tangible form of love that he has experienced because he is connected to the God who is love.
他所展现的这种如此真实的爱是这样真实的展现给我们，是因为他与神是如此的相交。
And when we are so connected to God,
当我们与神有这样如此真实的相交的时候，
we are also free to enjoy the presence of one another continuously.
我们会持续的来享受我们彼此与彼此之间的陪伴。
In verse 46, it's recorded that every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts.
在四十六节说到他们天天同心合意地横切在殿里。
In Chinese idiom there is this saying to say that there is no banquet that will never come to an end. 天底下没有不散的宴席。 But we understand that in God's kingdom there is a feast that is going to be eternal.
但我们知道在天国中有一个宴乐是不会终结的。
And for the early Christians, they grabbed onto this hope and bring that future eternity into the present.
而基督徒团契就是把那天国中未来美好的景象在现在就搬到现实中。
They so very much want to stay together with one another.
他们看到人与人彼此连接、彼此相交、彼此在一起的时候那种美好的场面。
That means that they truly have now relational connections.
他们真的是一种确实的有关系的相交的连接。
And most importantly,
更重要的，
it is the worship of God that brings Christians together.
是因为对着神的敬拜把基督徒连接在了一起。
In verse 43, 46 and 47 it tells us everyone was filled with awe at the many wonders and signs performed by the apostles. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising GodAnd enjoying the favor of all the people.
在四十三节、四十六节、四十七节说到，众人都惧怕，使徒又行了许多奇迹、神迹，且在家中掰饼，存着欢喜、诚实的心用饭，赞美神，得众民的喜爱。
This is how their Christian joy was made complete.
这就是基督徒的喜乐是如此如何被完全的。
Even though we know also historically testify that it was time of great persecution against Christians.
我们知道虽然在历史上有如此强大范围的逼迫，
They are able to come and enjoy such a joy because the joy is knowing that God is with them.
他们还是可以在一起相交在一起喜乐，是因为他们知道神的同在是如此真实的和他们在一起。
And how do they know that God is with them?
而他们怎么知道神与他们在一起呢？
They're demonstrating such a love for one another that's never seen before.
是因为他们如此的彼此相爱着，这在他们是从来没见过的。
How is it possible that in a society where master is king, there's the consideration for servants from the masters?
在一个那样子的社会中，就好像主人是国王，然后仆人都是要服侍主人的，在这样一个社会中，怎么会有这样子的爱呢？
How is it that women and children who were belittled in the Christian community, they were so loved?
在社会中，妇女和孩子的地位是非常非常的卑微的，但是在基督徒的团契中，他们并不是这样的。
It is because in that true Christian fellowship, they see the manifestation of God's love for those who are lowly, for those who are in need.
是因为在基督徒的团契中，他们看到神的爱是如此的丰丰富富的充满在这些地位卑微的人的身上的。
Because every Christian knows of the undeserving grace we have received from God.
因为每一个基督徒都知道，我们并不配受神给我们这样子的恩典。
And so in that Christian fellowship,
所以在这样子的基督徒团契中
there is a sharing of saying, "Hey, remember what God has done for us?"
会有这样子的分享，哎，你记得神是怎么在我们身上做这样子的事情的吗
？Oh, remember who God is?
你记得神是怎样一位神吗
？The result is this.
结果是这样子的。
Verse 47.
47节
And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
主将得救的人天天加给他们
Because there's such a powerful testimony.
因为他们本身就是如此强有力的见证
And it's such a shock to the social status of that time.
对于他们的社会阶层来说，其他人看起来是很惊奇的
It was something that the social consciousness at that conscience at that time.Could not understand.
是一个社会的公共认知无法理解的
And yet so attractive.
但是又同时是那么吸引人
And just as Jesus has said.
就像耶稣基督如此说
The world will know that they have Jesus Christ as their master if they love one another.
这个世界会知道耶稣基督就是他们的主，如果他们彼此相爱
And so the Roman Empire was awakened to Jesus as Lord and Savior.
整个罗马帝国都清醒地意识到耶稣基督是主
Because through this body of Christ
通过这个耶稣基督的身体
They can tangibly see and experience Jesus who is of the fullness of truth
他们可以清晰地看到并且经历到耶稣基督是如此的真实
And they see that wow these are Christians whoare lovers of people's souls and they're compassionate toward their needs.
他们看到每一个基督徒都是关爱着每一个人的灵魂，而且对他们的需要，他们每一个灵魂的需要是如此的关心。
One of the most stunning testimonies by early Christians,
在初代基督徒中有一个非常震惊的见证。
Is that when diseases would break out within a city?
当在一个城市中有疾病泛滥的时候。
People would flee the place.
人全都跑了。
Yet it was the Christians, and this is recorded as a historical fact.
这是历史真实记录的事情。
That Christians would not only help their own family members.
基督徒不仅帮他们自己家的人。
But they would reach out and help those who are strangers to them.
他们还去帮助陌生人。
Even if they are to contract the disease themselves and would also die.
就算他们也会感染疾病而死。
Why is that?
那为什么呢
Because they have such hope, such grasp of Jesus Christ.
因为他们对着耶稣基督有如此的盼望，如此紧紧抓住他。
They know of the love of God.
他们知道神的爱。
And so they care as God has cared for them.
他们关心就如神如何关心他们一样。
Knowing that this is not the end.
知道这并不是结束。
That there is a hopeful future that will come.
而知道不久的将来就有盼望会来到。
But it is as Jesus has said, it is the testimony of loving one another that will draw the world in.
就如耶稣基督所说，是因为我们彼此相爱的见证可以吸引这个世界。
So the first generation of Christians bore powerful testimony to the grace and love.Of God.
所以初代的基督徒借着神的这样子的恩典与慈爱而彰显了如此强有力的见证
Such was the demonstration of the glory of God.
这真的是神的荣耀的一个非常完美的见证
And so it must be for us today.
所以我们今天也要这样啊
It is for the glory of God that we fellowship.
我们是因着神的荣耀才在一起团契
And in the process,
在这个过程中
We can trust for God to bring more souls into such a wonderful reconciliation and reconnection to God.
我们在这个过程中会盼望着神会把得救的人数天天加给我们。
Given the sweetness of our fellowship in Jesus Christ,
当我们看到在主内的团契是如此甘甜的时候
，and I think we would well acknowledge that there is strength in true Christian fellowship.
我们也会知道在基督徒的真正的基督徒团契交通的时候是有何等的力量在里面
Why is it that actualized Christian fellowship is not more prominently featured in every Christian's life?
但是为什么在我们现在当今的每一个基督徒的生命当中团契并不是一个非常显著的特征
毋庸置疑 I guess let's stick with 毋庸置疑 for now every Christian enters into the fellowship with God and with the household of God once there's the proclamation of faith in Jesus Christ.
当一个基督徒公开承认他的信仰的时候，他就进入到了与神相交的团契，也进入到了与弟兄姐妹相交的团契中。
So it is there whether you acknowledge it or not.
是在这里，你要么承认他，要么不承认他。
So we are in fellowship with God and with our fellow brothers and sisters.Once we believe in Jesus Christ.
所以就当我们信主的那一刻，我们就进入到了与神与弟兄姐妹相交的团契中。
The challenge here is to actualize this Christian fellowship.
这个挑战就是你是不是真正的能把这样子的关系活出来。
Because we can consciously disregard the mandatory nature of every professing Christian to live out the fellowship.
因为其实我们可能会不自主的有意识的来屏蔽掉我们是必须要做过这种团契的生活的。
And when we say living out, it means that it has to go beyond our very strong theological knowledge.That we profess about fellowship.
当我们说活出来的时候，这就意味着在我们一切的神学知识上，还有比这更深一步的东西。
If you can write a paradigm-shifting manifesto about fellowship,
如果你可以，如果你可以画出一个图，
一个对团契一个巨大改变的一个宣告。
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. This wasn't. So moving on. But we remain isolated and we don't want to interact with any Christian.
但我们还是如此的孤立我们自己，我们没有跟任何基督徒有连接、有交通的时候。
Then we have not actualized the fellowship that we are supposed to live out.
我们并没有把我们本应当活出来的团契活出来。
Luke tells us that the early Christians devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer.
Luke 家告诉我们都恒心遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接，掰饼祈祷。这个彼此交接就是团契的词。
When we look through this list of four items,
当我们看到这四个有四项的表单的时候。
We can see that the church today, we proclaim much on God's teaching, on the breaking of bread, as well as prayer.
我们看到我们现在的教会会很强调讲台的讲道、掰饼以及祷告。
A fellowship becomes a little more taken for granted.
但是团契好像就是就是我好像应该有的理所当然的。
Or that fellowship is optional.
或者团契是一种备选项，可以选择，可以不选择。
And so this is something that we need to take heart.
这就是我们应当真心去思想的问题。
And there are at least these two common obstacles that might lead us to not actualize this fellowship.
而且现在大概有两种常见的一种阻碍，让我们真的是无法参加到团契中来。
I'll briefly go through them.
我会很简短的说。
First is this degeneration of fellowship into pure socialization.
第一种是把团契降级成普通的社交活动。
And this might have to do with our erroneous theological understanding of what fellowship actually is.
这可能就基于我们对团契这种神学概念的错误理解。
So we view fellowship merely as a social phenomenon rather than a spiritual phenomenon.
我们把团契看成了一种仅仅的社交活动，而不是一种属灵活动。
We think, okay, as long as we're Christians, as long as we hang out, we have fellowship.
我们就会想到，只要我们是基督徒，只要我们一起出去玩，我们就是在团契。
I can give you an example for example of watching movies.
我可以给你一个例子，比如说我们会出去看电影。
It is time together.
这个是我们一起相聚的时间。
There is a common goal.
这是有一个共同的目的。
Is it social or is it spiritual?
那这是社交活动呢，还是属灵活动呢？
Well, watching movie is a wonderful opportunity for fellowship.
其实看电影是一个团契的非常好的机会。
But it also rides a dangerous line of just seeking entertainment together.
但是也确实有那种危险的倾向，我们只是单单的去寻找娱乐而已。
It shifts from pure social event into a spiritual time together when we look at the movie and we want to engage the culture as God would engage culture.
当我们把看电影这个活动变成我们要与 神所赐我们的文化相连接的时候，它就从一个简简单单的社交活动变成了一种属灵的活动。
When we say, God help us with your perspective to look at this particular movie, what kind of heart cries of the world do we hear?
我们会看到神你是如何让我们从你的眼光来看这个电影，我们听到了这个世界的何样的哭求呢？
Let us help us to engage one another and push one another on to think more deeply about how your truth applies to the culture around us.
让我们真的是在彼此相交中共同探讨，我们是如此，我们是怎样可以和神所赐给我们的周围的一切的文化相连。
Then watching movie goes from social into spiritual.
这样子看电影就不仅仅是一种社交活动，而成为了属灵的活动。
I encourage everyone to go watch Finding Dory.
我现在在这里这个鼓励大家去看《海底总动员二》。
You will be, you'll be so shocked by the cuteness of everything in there.
那些所有那些可爱的东西，你会非常的惊讶的。
But it has such an amazing narrative about home and person.
但它里面所表达的那种关于家、关于人的那种概念是非常可贵的。
Perhaps before you start the movie, pray to God and say, how are they speaking of home in the right way, and how are they speaking of persons in the right or wrong way.
所以当你看之前，你也许可以这样子向神祷告，这个电影是如何来用正确的方式描述家这个概念的，又是以如何正确的方式来描述人这个概念的。
And you will see that love does compel.
你就看到爱真的是真实的在我们的生命中。
And it compels us to do greatness.
而这个爱会激励我们做一切伟大的事情。
Because we know that Christ has first loved us.
因为我们知道耶稣基督先爱了我们。
These can be found in Finding Dory.
这些都在《海底总动员二》中可以看到。
But may the Spirit guide us so that it's not pure entertainment and cuteness, but also spiritual understanding.
让圣灵来引导我们，让我们看电影的时候不是单单的寻找娱乐，而是去寻找圣灵所要告诉我们的事情。
We tend to view fellowship as a very dispensable part of our social calendar.
我们经常会把团契看成一种我们的日历中可有可无的一项。
Because we may not have looked at fellowship as being vital to our spiritual growth and maturity.
因为我们没有把团契当作我们属灵生命成长至关重要的一项。
It's like, oh, if I don't go, so what? It doesn't really affect me.
就好像，如果我不去的话，又能把我怎么样呢？
But we have to remember that the fellowship that when we come together,
但要我们知道的是，我们当聚集在一起的时候，
it is for the edification of everyone.
这个是会造就每一个人的。
It's for the maturity of the Christian.
是可以使我们的基督徒的灵命更加成熟的。
It's to display the life that flourishes from being connected to Jesus Christ.Together,
我们是可以见证我们的生命在与基督相连的时候是如此的丰富与繁荣的。
So when fellowship degenerates into pure social events,
所以当团契降级成普通的社交活动的时候，
that really mars our true Christian fellowship.
这个真的是深深的伤害了真正的基督徒团契的意义。
But something more devastating.
但是也有更加可怕的事情。
Something more fundamental.
更加基础的事情。
Perhaps it's simply our general self-centeredness.
可能就是更加普遍的以自我为中心。
I've heard over and over personal preference as the determinant of whether I'm joining or I'm not joining.
我听过很多很多次，就是个人的喜好成为了我要不要加入这个团契的原因。
Again, Christian fellowship becomes a form of social club.
同样的，在这种情况下，基督徒团契成为了一种社交活动。
Or an interest group, or just time with friends.
或者一种兴趣小组，或者只是和朋友一起相聚的时间。
So this personal preference can show up in terms of the activity.
这种个人的喜好可以是因为活动所致。
So you hear something like, do I like what we are going to do this particular gathering? I don't like camping, so I'm not going.
你就会听到，我想去这次的这次的聚集吗？哎呀，我不喜欢露营，所以我不去了。
Or it may be person based.
或者是因为人。
Oh, do I like the people who are going?
我喜欢要跟我出去的那帮人吗？
So you kind of ask, who's going?
所以你就问，谁会去啊？
Sam's going.
Sam 会去。
Sam Lee?
是姓李的那个 Sam 吗？
No, Samuel Wu。
不是，是姓于的那个 Sam。
I thought I had something on my calendar, so maybe I can make it.
我好像还有别的事情要忙，所以我就不去了。
Personal preference taking prominence.
个人的喜好成为了决定性的因素。
It only shows our consumeristic approach to what life together means.
这就成为了一种非常消费主义的观点，我们为什么要聚集在一起？
We look at fellowship as something that must satisfy my own personal wants, dislikes, and likes.
我们把团契当作一个来符合我们自己的这个喜好关系的，我们自己喜欢什么或者我们不喜欢什么。
We forget that fellowship was brought together by God, who prays even for his enemies.
我们忘记团契是因为神所赐给我们，他甚至为他的敌人祷告。
It is a God who has led birds of different beautiful feathers flock together.
是神让人不以群分，物不以类聚。
Our self-centeredness will show up in our unwillingness to commit.
我们的这种自我中心会因为我们不愿意委身而彰显出来。
Because a fellowship challenges us to have to reprioritize some of the things in our lives.
因为团契会挑战我们，让我们重新来把重点重新分配。
Particularly because now our gatherings are often on the weekends.
现在更加明显的一点是，我们的团契经常在周末。
And so weekends becomes a collision between can I take a long weekend off, or must I still attend this gathering of believers?
而现在就成了啊，这个长周末我是应该放假呢，还是我必须得参加团契呢？
Now my hope is not that we become legalistic and we shame everyone who just didn't show up.
我真的是希望我们不要立一个法律条规似的，我们就要公开的羞辱某个人。如果你没有来的话。
So it's not about getting that gold star on your forehead because you attend 100% of every gathering.
我并不想，如果你因为出全勤的话，我就在你脑背上放了一个金色的星星。
But there are questions of, for example, are we willing to schedule our schedules around the gathering of the Christians?
而真正的问题是我们愿意把我们的日程安排是围绕着基督徒团契的吗？
Just as we do for Sunday service.
就像我们是希望我们是如此的把我们的日程安排在周日的崇拜上。
And that if there are circumstances that causes you to be unable to attend the gathering.
如果有一些特殊情况让你无法来的时候，
Is there a sense of hollowness in not being able to attend as if you are really missing something important in your life?
你心里面会不会有一种空虚感，就好像你好像缺了一个非常重要的东西？
Or does it surface that it's actually inconsequential in your life?
或者是对你根本无关轻重？
And there is also perhaps this unwillingness to sacrifice.
或者是一种不愿意牺牲？
Because fellowship challenges us to have to open up and share our resources.
因为团契会挑战我们，要我们公开我们一切的这个资源的源头。
That we actually have to love one another through our actions.
我们需要真真切切的通过行动来彼此相爱。
Because in fellowship we are really given the assessment of just how loving or not we are toward our family in Christ.
因为就在团契中，其实我们一直在不断的被评估，我们是有如此的爱，或者并不爱我们在基督里面的。
In Hebrews chapter 10,
在希伯来书第十章
it tells us that it is we have to come together and everyone must have that opportunity to serve one another.
就告诉我们，我们必须要聚会，并且每一个人都需要有服侍对方的机会。
It speaks of how we must consider each other for love and good deeds.
就告诉我们要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。
And related is our unwillingness to be accounted for.
而另一种关系就是我们并不愿意负责任。
And this might be the most daunting and scary factor.
这可能是最可怕的一种原因了。
Because when you're within the gathering,
因为当你在聚会的时候
it's impossible to forever hide behind an avatar.
因为你就没法再躲在一个替身的背后。
And in this day and age, we are so used to curating our self-image.
我们又是如此在意自己的这种外在表现。
We are so prompt to have self-promotion.
我们是如此的希望自己可以有一个就是好的样貌给大家。
But once we come into a true Christian fellowship, we are challenged.
当我们来到一个基督徒团契的时候，这个受到了挑战。
The old person, the old self must be dealt with.
那个老我，那个旧我，我们必须得处理它。
I know that I'm a very, sass mouth person. 非常牙尖嘴利的一个人。And on my own, I could just be happy and I could criticize people.
如果是我自己的话，我会非常，就是主动的去批评人。
Make fun of people.
嘲笑人。
Or even say it in a way to say, oh no, this is just to train you up. Because the world is not so kind, so I'm going to pretend to be the world to you.
我甚至会说，我只是在训练你，因为这个世界并不是都是好人，所以我是在训练你去面对这个世界。
Yet when you're in a fellowship,
但是当我们在团契中的时候，
I've been told, Pastor Sam, that's not edifying.
我就会被告知，Samuel 牧师，这个好像并不是很造就人。
Because I have to now be accountable. I can't just do whatever I want to do, say whatever I want to say.
因为我现在必须得负责任，我不能随便的胡说八道了。
And fellowship is this assessment of just how much longing we have for godliness that does not come if we remain private.
就团契可以评估我们是如何的去追求那种神的属性，而且这种属性在我们私下里面我是体会不到的。
We need many other pairs of kind, discerning eyes.To check on our own blind spots.
我们需要许多双真诚善良的眼睛来检查我们身上那些不对的地方。
There was a husband who said to the wife.
有一个丈夫这样子对他妻子说。
No, before I married you, I had the fruit of the spirit.
你知道吗？在我跟你结婚之前，我有许多圣灵的果子。
I was always kind to myself, patient to myself, gentle with myself.
我对自己又良善又温柔又有耐心。
And now, because of you, I've lost all of that.
现在就因为我跟你结婚了，我所有的果子都没了。
Praise to God that there is such a surfacing and bringing us towards authentic fruit of the Spirit.
哎，真的是感谢神，让我们看到真正的属灵的果子到底是什么样子的。
In Hebrews chapter 3,
希伯来书第三章，
it tells us that we are to come together because it helps us march together.Toward godliness.
是因为告诉我们，我们聚集的时候，我们可以真正的是越来越像神的样式。
In chapter 3, verse 13, it says, But encourage one another daily as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness.
十三节告诉我们，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。
Every single word is so powerful.
每一个字都是那么的有力。
To encourage,
告诉我们，来激励我们。
So the whole aim is to spur one another on.
告诉我们，我们的所有的目标是为了彼此激励。
Not to smack, not to shame, not to condemn, not to kick out.
并不是彼此掐呀、打呀、踢呀、踹呀。
Wow, very vivid.
他说我刚才的翻译很生动。
It is to encourage, it is to spur along.
它真的是让我们彼此相劝。
Daily.
天天都这样。
As long as it's called today, and today is called today.
趁着还有今日。
And today is the Lord's day.
而今天，
in their understanding.
今天就是主复活的日子。
Every day that the Lord reigns supreme, that is today.
每天当主来掌权的时候，就是主的日子。
And here, the writer of Hebrews tells us that it is for protection every single person.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，这是对我们每个人的保护。
So that none of you.
所以任何人。
Is you. You are to be protected.
就是你在所在的你都是被保护的。
How?
如何呢？
By the watchful, caring eyes of your fellow brothers and sisters.
是因为你团契里面弟兄姐妹那种真诚的、善良的来监督你的眼睛。
Why do we need such to keep watch for our brothers and sisters?
我们为什么需要彼此看顾呢？
Because it tells us here that sin is deceitful.
因为它告诉我们罪会迷惑我们。
Like the husband who is so self-centered, but in fact this so deceived into thinking that.He was kind and gentle and patient.
这个丈夫他本来是这么的自我中心，但是他却 就是被自己骗了，他觉得自己有好多属灵的果子的。
In true Christian fellowship,
在真正的基督徒团契中
，all the modern day mantras of, for example, you do you, be yourself, follow your heart, all of that falls away.
这种所有现代的这种咒语，就比如说你要做你自己啊，你要跟随你的心呐、啊，都不再有效。
Because as Apostle Paul tells us,
因为使徒保罗这样告诉我们
，it is Christ who lives in me.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
And now I live as Christ lives in me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
And Christ is always loving another.
而基督就是任何时候都爱着别人。
And so because it is Jesus Christ who now lives in me,
是因为耶稣基督现在活在我里面。
It is about He.
是因着他。
And therefore fellowship is about we.
这样子团契是因为我们
not me and me alone.
并不是我自己。
Once we know that we have in common the person Jesus Christ.
当我们知道我们是有共同的耶稣基督这位主的时候
then we can have true Christian fellowship.
我们就可以拥有一个真实的基督徒团契。
Only when we are so intentional about being physically present in our fellowship,
我们会那么的在意我们要置身于基督徒团契。
Only when we understand that we are the body of Christ now,
我们要意识到我们就是基督的身体。
Then we will have this complete joy in the fellowship.
所以我们就会在团契中有如此真实的喜乐。
Until Jesus comes again,
等主再来的那一日
the only way that the world will see that Christ is true is through the church.
这个世界能如何看到这个耶稣基督是真实的，就是通过教会。
That there is a daily encouragement to spur on toward godliness that is through the church.
每天如何来实行这种与神的形象相似，是因为看到教会这样做。
The church as a people called out to assemble together.
而教会就是被蒙召出来聚集在一起的那群人
who then demonstrate that they are in connection to God
而展现出他们与神的那种关系那种连接
will start to demonstrate that God is love
会开始显现出神就是爱
that God in whom is mercy and justice
神是既公义又怜悯的神
that God is almighty and intimate
神是大能的又是如此的可亲近的
because someone might say okay fine you say there's a God show me
有些人可能会说行啊你说那有一个神在哪儿
first century Christians showed them
初代的基督徒就向他们展现了
unbelievable social interaction happened
无法想象的一种社交活动就这么发生了。
How is it possible that a Jew and a Greek would lock arms?
你怎么样想象犹太人和希腊人能手拉着手呢
？How is it that a husband can be so humble and sacrificial?
一个丈夫为什么会如此的卑微而且有牺牲精神呢
？Because there is a different life that is now living in each and every Christian.
因为在每一个基督徒的生命中有一个不一样的生命活在他们里面。
We must never forget that fellowship is because we are the body of Christ.
我们不可以忘记团契是因为我们是基督的身体。
A thumb doesn't just take a vacation without causing disruption to the entire body.
一个拇指不可能不给这个身体带来任何的伤害的情况下去放个假的。
And so we know each of us is a part of this body.
我们就会知道我们每一个人都是这个身子的一部分。
The degree to which we demonstrate our fellowship with God will be the degree to which the world will know God to be true.
我们所彰显的我们与神之间团契沟通的程度就是这个世界将认识到神是如此真实的程度。
It tells us that God established the fellowship of the church.
它告诉我们神建立了基督徒团契。
And that we are to be physically or tangibly present.
我们需要真实的置身于团契当中。
Because ultimately God's love is not abstract.
因为就是终究来说神的爱并不是抽象的
But a real intimate tangible presence
而是一种真实的亲密的可信的一种存在
That God showed the world by the cross
神通过十字架展现给这个世界。
This is what love is.
这就是什么叫爱。
This is a love that's willing to die for the enemy.
这就是那种愿意为仇敌而死的爱。
This is a love that's wishing well for even the enemies.
这就是那种甚至愿意为仇敌而祝福的爱。
This is a love that one is willing to take up the bad so that another could have it good.
这就是那种爱，他自己愿意承受一切的坏，而其他人可以得到那些好处。
This is a love that comes in a person.
这就是一个可以给每一个人的爱。
First John opening, the opening of First John tells us.
约翰一书的开头告诉我们。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at, and our hands have touched, that we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared. We have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us.
论到起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将原与父同在且显现于我们那永远的生命传给你们。
This tells us that Jesus Christ appeared.
这告诉我们，耶稣基督显现过。
He is the fullness of the God previously unseen.
他是之前我们从来没见过的那种神的一种丰富的展现。
There's something so important in being present.
就真真实实的置身于当中的时候是非常重要的。
Recently, there is this video.
不久之前有这样一个视频。
And this soldier who was away from his mom for about 5 years because he was away at camp.
一个出国执勤的一个士兵已经与他的母亲分离了五年。
He got to surprise the mom.
他想给他妈妈一个惊喜。
And at the end, he was given an interview and he said this.
他被采访，他就这样说。
Skype's good, but you can't hug somebody on Skype.
视频通话很好，但是视频通话你没法拥抱对方。
You can only put your emotions into words on text messages with emojis, but emojis just don't do it.
你可以把你的情感通过文字表情放在短信里面，但这种文字表情并不表达感情啊。
We see that the tangible still trumps the abstract and the virtual.
我们看到这种真实实在是战胜了一切的虚拟。
And therefore, this is why we need to be tangibly present in our fellowship.
这就是为什么我们必须实实在在的置身于团契之中。
And we see that the gospel is not merely for salvation from sin or moral behavior enablement.
我们看到福音并不是只是一种从罪的救赎，是一种我们可以做到道德制高点的做法。
It is an invitation into fellowship with God.
是一种和神。所有的团契的邀请。
It is to understand that this is kingdom life in the future now lived in the present.
这是一种对未来的那种在属天国度里面的生活，在现在我们就看到这样的一角。
Because when we are in fellowship, we understand we are living in the very presence of God. He is our God, and we are His people.
我们看到在团契生活中我们如此真实的经历神他是我们的神我们是他的子民
The description in Revelation, the book of Revelation of God making his dwelling among man does not happen, does not need to happen only in the future, but now
在启示录中所说的神住在他的子民中间并不一定非要发生在未来而是现在就可以发生的
And so we see that fellowship is a life and death matter
所以我们看到团契真的是生死攸关的一件事情
Our spiritual development maturity is dependent on our fellowship
我们的属灵生命的成熟度以及它的完整度都跟我们的团契生活相关
Christian fellowship is the foretaste of the even more glorious heavenly life that is to come
这种基督徒团契就是一种预先尝到我们在天国生命中的一种状态
So how much you actually enjoy and partakeIn true full Christian fellowship is an indication of your actual desire to live in the presence of God.
所以你到底有多么的享受，多么的喜欢这样子的基督徒团契，就代表着你是多么的渴望这种神国度生命。
I'll share one story with you, and it will come draw to a close.
我给你们分享一个故事，然后我们就结束。
This is a brother.Who shared that he has tasted the sweetness of fellowship.
这是一个弟兄对于他如何尝到团契的甘甜的一种描述。
And he said that there was this time when he was isolated and he had his own schedules.
他说曾经他是一度孤立于整个团体，他有他自己的日程。
And he has turned down multiple invitations from many different people to live out the fellowship in Jesus Christ.
他拒绝了许多许多人的很多次邀请，他没有参加团契。
The turning point came.
转折点来到的时候。
When he came on board for a short-term mission.
他来到团契中为了参加一个宣教的会议。
And when you're on board of a short-term mission, there is such an intensity of time together as fellow brothers and sisters.
当你参加宣教活动的时候，就会有非常非常密集的团契生活。
There's an understanding of what it actually looks like to meet daily and to be in fellowship.
这就是意味着真的是什么叫天天聚会。
What it means to pray for one another, what it means to care and sacrifice for one another.
什么叫为对方祷告？什么叫为对方关心？为对方牺牲？
He had a taste.Of what it actually means to be in heaven.
他尝到了在天国中是何等的滋味。
So after coming back from the mission,
所以从短宣回来以后，
there's such a transformation in the life.
他生命的变化如此之大。
There's active serving.
他有非常积极的服事。
And this brother would even try to make it to the gathering even if he was to be late.
就算他会迟到，他也会来聚会。
So rather than saying, "Oh, there's only about 20 minutes left,"
he's
saying, "Oh, I still have 20 more minutes with my brothers and sisters."
他不会说，他不会说啊，只有二十分钟了。他说，哦，我还有二十分钟呢。
It's such a turnaround in perspective.
是如此的一种不同。
He even shared with another brother.
他甚至与另外一个弟兄分享。
You know, I would choose fellowship over dating right now.
你知道吗？如果是跟约会选择的话，我宁可选择团契。
And that is something that is astounding.
这是多么的令人震惊啊！
As a young person,
作为这么一个年轻人，
influenced by all these romantic thoughts all over the place.
被所有这种很浪漫的思想，不同地方给他这种浪漫思想影响。
Because There is an understanding that fellowship is forever and dating is only temporary.
因为他知道团契是永恒的，而约会只是暂时的。
There is such a desire for what is eternal than for what is now, or than what would no longer exist.
他如此渴慕的是那个永恒的，而不是那种短瞬间即逝的。
Such is the change when we understand what true Christian fellowship is.
这就是一个当一个基督徒明白什么是真实的基督团契的时候，他生命的改变。
I can tell you this brother is among us and is not me.
我可以告诉你们，这位弟兄就在我们中间，而且他不是我。
So give thanks for such a brother.
所以谢谢这位弟兄。
As we partake in the Holy Communion today,
当我们在今天领受圣餐的时候，
let us be aware that this too is the fellowship in Jesus Christ.
让我们知道这也是一个在耶稣基督里面重要的团契。
In fact, when we break bread, it is a visualization of the fellowship.
当我们在掰饼的时候，这种团契是真实可见的。
We stand equal before Jesus, needing His grace and forgiveness.
我们所有人都平等地站在耶稣基督面前，每个人都需要他的恩典，他的原谅。
We remember that when we break the bread.
我们在掰饼吃饼的时候纪念这一点。
We also remember that we stand equal before Jesus as undeserving yet honored recipients of the faithful love that God has given us.
我们同样知道，我们平等地站在耶稣基督面前，我们虽是不配的，但我们正是神那宝贵的恩典与慈爱的接受者。
This happens when we drink the cup, knowing that this is the new covenant that God has established between Him and His people through Jesus.
我们在喝杯的时候，我们就会纪念到这一点，因为我们知道这杯就是他的血与我们所立的新约。
So before we eat of the bread and take drink of the cup,
在我们掰饼喝杯之前，
we'll spend some time in quiet meditation.
我们默祷一会儿。
But let us take heed of what we are to think about our commitment to the fellowship.
让我们思想一下，我们对我们的团契到底有多么的委身。
We should cry out for forgiveness on our very, indifferent attitude toward Christian fellowship, if that's the case.
我们应该哭求主的原谅，如果我们对团契的态度是不冷不热的。
And we know that we have to do this because in CCMC, many of our small group meetings are not up to par. We are inconsistent. We have poor attendance.This is something we need God to give us grace and turn it around.
我们知道我们必须这么做，是因为在 CCMC 我们许多的小组，它的出勤率、它的聚会率都不是很稳定，所以我们真的是需要神在这一点上引领我们，并且原谅我们。
We need to cry out to God for us to have an understanding that we need the Christian fellowship.
我们真的应该哭求主，让他告诉我们，他帮助我们，我们是如此需要团契。
That we are to love one another.
我们需要彼此相爱。
As Christ has loved us sacrificially, faithfully, truly.
如基督如此的牺牲的信实的爱了我们。
Let us now take some time of quiet meditation.
让我们安静自己。